Yo, everybody. It's your boy James here, the host of the Up 19 show, the greatest podcast that ever rose on your screen. And let's go. Today, we will be talking about the one, the only, Storm Z, the king of grime. So, today, you guys, we're going to be talking about Stormzy, like I just said, and we will be talking about his new album, which just came out today, this morning, Friday the 13th. Spooky, spooky, and yeah, let's go. Whoa, man. Jesus. Let me just say something. This album, man. I just listened to it like 2 hours ago. Now, when I first I just listened to it like literally a few minutes before I'm telling you this now. I just told before I started the podcast, I listened to it again, and I'm just gonna say. So it's a quite it's really it's a really good album. All the beats are in lines, all the artists, yeah, well, not all of them are good. I'm not, of course, I'm not a big fan of Ed Sheeran. I don't like H. The only really good ones were HER or Her and Heady One, them two only. But yeah, I just want to say it's a good album, but there was quite like there was like over four songs which kind of they weren't good, and that's the ones with H and Ed Sheeran, and I don't like them. I think it just ruins it, Ed Sheeran, when he does that. I don't mind his music, but I just don't like when it's a mixture with him and rap. It just doesn't go together, unless it's the one on his album with Travis Scott. That's a good one, but I just want to say, the song that really pitched it out for me is the second one in the album, which is called Audacity, or Audacity. Yes, Audacity. And it's featuring Heady One, of course. You know, the legend, the king, or the prince of drill, because the king of drill is RV, obviously. And, well, actually, remember when I said in the first segment of the podcast, I said that that Stormzy the king of grime? Not really. I guess Skepta's the king of grime, and then Stormzy's like the prince of grime. That's what I would say. Like, yeah, the Heady One and Stormzy are the princes of drill and grime, and the kings is RV and Skepta. And that's it, really. That's all it mean me. But yeah, so I'm just saying it's good. It's a really good album. I was expecting a little bit more with it, and the first one, or was it Big Michael? Yeah, it was called Big Michael. That one, that was good. That was good. That was probably one of the best intros of an album I've actually heard. I didn't add it to my playlist just because there was a lot of parts where I didn't like about the song. I didn't really like the beat too well, but I like the rhythm that the beat made for Witty's voice and all that. And then it was like so nice. It was nice, so good. But that's really all I have to say, to be fair. Now, I don't know if Michael if Mick Jenkins has released his album. I might need a check, but if I don't, then I'll say bye in the next segment. So, yeah. So I forgot to say this. So Mick Jenkins hasn't bloody released his album yet. I am flabbergasted. I swear down. But yeah, I just want to say something. I was actually going to talk about it last week. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I don't think I did, but the weekend, in the last 2.5 weeks, the weekend has actually released two singles. One of them called Blinding Lights and the other one called Heartless. And it's his first singles released after he had his haircut. And now his haircut makes him look like Pablo Escobar, which is, it looks so good. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I said that. You probably don't, do you? No, you don't. But yeah, bloody, he looks like Pablo Escobar. And he looks like, and I'm just gonna also say this. I got this from my brother. And when he told me, I actually understood what he said. Or like, I actually agree with him. So, the song Blinding Lights, I think that was the first single he brought out. Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago. That song, Blinding Lights, it's like a it's like, it gives me like a 80s, you know that song, how does it go again? Take on me, that song, right? The beat, there is a beat in the song which is the exact same, but it's like a little bit of a twist. It's like a remix beat. You know what I mean? It's basically the same beat of that song, right? Take on me. It's the same beat, but it's like a Cardi B remix. Really, it's like just a little tweaking. You know what I mean? That, I just love it. And then you hear his voice, and it's such a golden thing. It's my favorite, personally. Blinding Lights. It's amazing. Like, Blinding Lights. Something like that, I don't know. I've only listened to this song's like probably 4 times only. I'm actually gonna listen to him out after I finish this episode, but yeah. I'm just saying, it's really good, to be fair, man. It's really good. Generally, it is. And the Heartless one, that I think Blinding Lights is the most popular, but definitely the second one. That's good. That's really good. And I just want to say, I watched a video the other day, which you know that guy who on YouTube who does those like before they were famous. So basically, he did a before they were famous on the weekend, and I found out that he used to like, he had a different name. He had like a different rap name. And long time ago, when he did his first R&B songs, like before, like new one, like before even YouTube was like, not like, before his face was even on YouTube, he was like, he sang to his friends in a crappy house in Toronto. And man, I watched the video and they showed a clip of him back then, like all those years ago, just singing. It was the golden voice, man. Trust me. You know that homeless guy who got that job because someone interviewed him on the because he was saying, give me a certain amount of money, and I'll talk to you in a golden voice. And he did the golden voice and he got a job because of that interview. It sounds like the feeling of that. It's still the golden voice feeling. I just love it. He definitely The Weeknd is a cultural icon, a music icon. He will always be the prince of R&B, and he just always, man. He'll always be that man, because like the other famous guys like Drake, Travis, Kanye West, Jay-Z, all of them, we all know him, and we all know The Weeknd too. But the things, what makes The Weeknd special, of his age, he's really young, and like how his genre of rap is like very different to say Travis's, because Travis's, he goes for like three like chill, you know, beats, you know, and sometimes he'll go up and he'll like do like a transition type of music. That's his music. That's exactly what he was focusing on when he made Astroworld. He just killed it with that. And that album, like, he was already famous before that, but literally after Astroworld came out, it's off the charts, man. Literally, it's a really, like, man, Travis Scott is definitely really good. Because you know A$AP Rocky has his own, he actually does have his own label. It's called the Aug. You know, it's AWGE Aug. And there's an Instagram which I don't has, it's just called Aug something. I think like, I don't know what it is. It's just something to do with more Aug and famous people and all that. It's just called that. And then I saw on one of their posts on Instagram where it showed 2013 Travis, like with like 40 or 50 people beating to his music. And then it switches to 2019 where there's like over over like 15 million just beating with him on the stage. Or not on the stage, but him on the stage and them looking at him. It's just today's world, man. It's mad, isn't it? And by the way, guys, I did say last segment, this was going to be the last segment, but I do want to talk about something else which I found out on Wednesday. Let's go. So, there's a new guy on the block in South London. He's from Keddington. You know, like Headington in Oxford? It's Kennington in London. Right? It's right next to central London, but it's in the south. It's in like southeast or southwest. I think it's south. Fam, I don't know. It's South London anyway. Anyway, so this guy, his first name is Sam, right? And his last name is called Wise. Sam Wise. And he is now a rapper. And the other day, while I was on the toilet, there's nothing to do with the story, I found him on one of my recommendeds of to listen on YouTube, and I found out that he is amazing. When I first went onto Spotify and started adding and I listened to his album, I added it to the American one, but then I listened to the album again and I listened to a certain song called Bird Eye View, and I found out he's British, because the beat and the way he was singing really sounded like Chicago drill, it sounds like West Coast rap, really. That's what I got really from it, you know what I mean? And I just want to say, it's very, very mad. My phone's about to die, so I need to plug this in. But yeah, so I was really, really, really shocked. So I had to bloody add the whole album back into the English one and take it out of the American one, because he's not American, he's English. And yeah, I did that. And yeah, that happened. And so he has a new
album, and it's called, fam, what's it called? Oh, it's called Sorry, What Were You Saying? So, Sorry, What You Were Saying. But the short one is it's not called that, it's called Sorry You Were Saying. So it's S-U-W-S. That's like the short one. Kind of how Old Boy's song, What Do You Mean, is short, is What W Do D. Wait, what? What Do You Mean? So it's W D. Oh. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, it's W D Y M W. Oh my god. W D Y M for What Do You Mean? And his album now that he released last week, or like 2 weeks ago, I'm not sure, I just found him out on Wednesday. I've been just listening to one song really, and I listened to the album, but I've just listened to one song most of the time. I haven't really listened to the other ones, except for when I listened to the whole album while I was having a shower yesterday. But yeah, so basically his album, Sorry You Were Saying, or S W, what the hell, no, oh, his album, Sorry You Were Saying, or short for S Y W S, yeah, S Y W S, What, Sorry You Were Saying, yeah, that album. He released that, and in my opinion, man, it really tripped me off, because I really, it did not sound like English music at all. But then I started to listen to it, and then I found out, like, because there's a lyrics in it, where it's called, like, oh man, how does it go again? It goes, South on the, yeah, you know, smoking like a rock star. Rete. Rete. Ra ra. I honor like my son. I am the father. Yeah. And it says, like, it goes, it's like another one. Where it says, fam, I gotta get the check. Yeah, I'm screaming homeboy. I just split racks with my homeboy and all that. And then you actually listen to it, and yes, it does. It's just, it's so weird. If you just listen to it like fresh for like the first time you've listened to it, it sounds like an American one. But once you start getting into it, then it sounds like English grime from like, let's say, I guess like Stormzy, when Stormzy made Shut Up, it sounds similar. It's like that basically. I'm not saying Stormzy Shut Up was or sounded to me like an American one. I'm just saying after you listen to it, then it sounds like it. But if you first listen to like the songs in the EP, and it's not an album, it's actually an EP, which I don't get, because it's like over 7 songs. I don't get that. The EP once you listen to it, it does actually sound like the first one, like the first, all the songs, it sounds American, but then you get into it and then it sounds like, you know, like original, like, man, it sounds like original English grime, I'm just saying. And there's nothing really English grime. Grime is English, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Sorry for my bit of waffling there, guys. But, yeah, I want you guys to actually listen to it. I'm gonna give you a song right now, which is the song I was referring to. And, yeah. See you later, alligators. Peace. I will talk to you next week. Bye.